This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, people are going to get tired of hearing me say this, but Christmas will be coming soon, and then I won't say it again for a while. But if you're going to be doing Christmas shopping online and will be using Amazon, you can help us out a little bit simply by going to smile.amazon. You can, the easiest way to find that is going to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org. You'll see a little smile.amazon logo there. Once you do, you click there, and you need to remember three words. It's going to ask you what charity you want to support. If you put in Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then every time you buy anything on Amazon, not only this Christmas season, but forever, or at least for a while, we'll get a percentage of what you buy. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a little rebate that we get. And if we all do it, it really adds up. So remember, smile.amazon. You can start on our website if you want, getting there that way. Or if you just put Amazon Smile or smile.amazon, either way, in any search engine, they'll get you the very same place. And then once you do it, your computer will automatically remind you every time you shop at Amazon. Even if you forget all about Amazon Smile and just go to Amazon a month from now or 6 months from now, and it's going to flag you and say, hey, would you want to still want to contribute to Catholic Radio?
Right.
And it's not extra. It's not over and above what you buy. It's a portion of what you're already spending. So
yeah, it's a really cool feature. Well, today we are going to be talking about a really cool event happening here, right here in Indianapolis. It's the National Catholic Youth Conference, or also commonly known as NCYC. And it's taking place in Indianapolis November 21st through the 23rd. So depending on when you're hearing this broadcast, it might actually be going on or it's coming up. So here to talk about this exciting event are our guests, Marlene Stammerman and Paul Cifuentes. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
And Marlene is with us via phone, so this will be really, really a lot of fun. And thank you so much for being with us. So what I'll throw this out to you, Marlene. What exactly is NCYC, and what are each of your roles with this event? We'll start with you, Marlene.
NCYC is a distinctly Catholic setting that invites participants to encounter Christ, experience church, and be empowered for discipleship. So 22,000 Catholic teens and adult chaperones gather just to engage in Catholic life. And we're excited to have them back in Indianapolis.
Now, this is an event that happens, what, every 2 years?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And then does it travel around the United States? I know it's in Indianapolis this year. How does that work?
So for
it used to travel around various cities, but it's found a home here in Indianapolis since 2011. It happens on odd years, so we're scheduled to come back in 21, 23, and possibly 25 as well.
Wow, well, that's really awesome. Now, Paul, what is your role with NCYC? And then Marlene, we'll come back to you, but we'll go with Paul here.
Yeah, so my role, I'm the Director of Youth Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So we bring a delegation of about 1,500 adults and youth to the conference. So our job is really to try and help our adults and our youth find their way through the conference. So that's one of my big roles, helping with that. And then I'm also a part of the project team. So the individuals from throughout the country who have gathered together to kind of plan and put together the conference. And then my final role is this year I've been able to serve on the board of directors for the National Federation for Catholic Youth Ministry, who is organizing NCYC. So kind of a lot of different hats. I'll probably be running around a lot, maybe on a golf cart, trying to help people when they need it.
Now, Marlene, you are in charge of something called the Village. What's that?
The Thematic Village is one of the programming elements of NCYC, and we basically convert 220,000 square foot of exhibit space. We have traditional exhibitors, but our theme this year is the Global Village, and we're going to explore how Catholic life has been blessed, broken, and given throughout the continents around the world. And so we have our traditional exhibitors in there. We have some team-building stuff. We visit each each continent and learn a little bit about Catholic life in those continents. Have a coffee house and just a lot of other interactive exhibitors and some national partners that come in and bring to life catechesis.
Now, it sounds like there'll be a lot of opportunities for learning, a lot of opportunities for worship. What about opportunities for fun?
Oh, most definitely. Inside the village, I mean, I think anywhere there's fun when
that's
you
gather
teenagers. But inside the village, we have some game area, so there's some inflatables there, human foosball, some gaga pits, and part of our ropes course, we have a low ropes and high ropes course. We have a milk crate stack, and that's Antarctica. I have to stack the ice cubes to get to the top. There's just a lot of fun, a lot of energetic things to do as well.
That just sounds so hilarious. A gaga pit? Is that what you said?
A gaga pit, it's a combination of Foursquare, a little bit like Foursquare.
Okay.
But it's in a octagon shape. You have to check it out.
I had to ask. Okay, now Paul, I see Paul wanted to say something. What were you going to say?
No, then? I think one of the big things about fun, and as Marlene said, that the youth, you know, when you get that many high schoolers together, it's just fun. And one of the big experiences that I can tell you that our youth look forward to every year is meeting kids from all over the country and having these conversations with them, getting to know who they are. And there's a thing that a lot of people bring to NCYC. It's something called, they call them tradables. So maybe they'll bring a hat with their parish logo, their dice logo, or they wear a silly hat or whatever it is. They go up and they begin to trade it, because sometimes those beginning conversations can be awkward. So instead of, you know, hi, my name is Bob, it's, hey, you want to trade that hat? And then they spark a conversation, where you're from. So I think, yeah, we do a lot of things at NCYC to try and make sure we facilitate an engagement and fun. But just the youth coming themselves, one of the big things, we, you know, don't even have to do that part. They just come together and want to meet new people and have those conversations, which is a great part of NCYC.
We're talking with Marlene Stammerman and Paul Cifuentes, who are have many hats, but they're both been involved are going to be involved in organizing the National Catholic Youth Conference, which is here in Indianapolis from November 21st through the 23rd. It is an incredible experience. I had an opportunity to be at one of these when I was a youth minister. I brought a group. It was to St. Louis, and I don't even remember what year it was. It was like 98 or something like that. But the talk about people dress up based on their region. Are they still doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, some groups do it more than others. That's definitely the case. Here in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin, we're known as Region 7.
That's what I thought.
Ecclesial region, kind of the bishops have recognized that. And so we in Region 7 have kind of thought of ourselves as the cow region.
Okay, we're still the cows. Okay.
So you'll see a lot. I Marlene can share and give her input on this. But I think Region 7 is kind of one of the most expressive regions with a theme. Sometimes it's kind of weird because no one else has as much of a theme as Region 7 does. And we really lean into that cow part.
So, one thing, and Marlene, you can chime in here. But one thing that I remember, I mean, some people went all out in full cow costume. Others just wore like, you know, a cow shirt, or maybe some people went as low as like maybe or as limited as like maybe just a cow bandana. But you had all sorts of cow material. But you could see other people. You knew where they were from because you'd see like cactus coming by and stuff like that. So talk about that, Marlene.
I think that's one of the funnest parts about NCYC, because the adults get in it too.
Yes.
And just the whole trading concept. But as Paul was saying, I think Region 7 has a commonality between the three states as far as cheese and cows and corn and hay. But some of the other regions, like Region 5, includes Kentucky all the way down to Louisiana and stuff. So there's just a big difference. So we're unique in Region 7 in being able to have a little bit of a more of a focus. But I think a lot of times you can see, I mean, the East Coast, they'll bring their lobster hats and that type of thing. And so it's just a fun reflection around representing the United States and abroad. Actually, we have military that comes in, and I guess a delegation from Hawaii and Alaska that comes in, and Australia as well. So
it's just an amazing experience. But it's not just for youth. There's a lot of adult volunteers. There's youth ministers, but there's a place for everyone in a sense of also spiritual growth. Can you talk about some of the speakers or what takes place at an event like this besides some of the fun things that you mentioned?
Yeah, so the basic breakdown of the event is we have general sessions inside Lucas Oil Stadium.
Okay.
So move over.
That's a pretty big place.
Yeah, move over Jacoby Brissett. We kind of take over the stadium for our weekend, and those will be on Thursday night and then Friday and Saturday morning and evening. So there's five of those general sessions. The last one on Saturday is Mass. So we'll gather together, and you'll have presentations to the whole stadium. But then after that general session, we move over to the convention center where there are a lot of different opportunities. The village, the thematic village, like Marlene talked about, with all those different opportunities. But then you'll have lots of breakout speakers, five different rounds, three on Friday and two on Saturday, where you can hear different speakers, national speakers that are coming in that maybe you've seen online or you've heard about, or maybe you saw it last, someone saw it last time at NCYC. And then those speakers are broken down, those workshops are broken down for youth. And then you have one specifically for parents, which are great. You have a lot of parents who maybe they're not always volunteering or chaperoning their youth ministry, but they need them for this kind of trip. So we have things that directly address them as parents. You have some for ministry leaders, which I'm actually excited I'm able to give one of those presentations with a couple other youth ministers from the area here. And then you also have some for young adults. So, you know, you really can find a place. And I mean, there's over 15 of these workshops every one of these rounds. So you really can find what you're looking for.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about NCYC taking place right here in Indianapolis from the 21st through the 23rd of November. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Hello, this is Archbishop Charles Thompson of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. In sacred scripture, we're told not to hide our light under a basket, but rather to let this light of our faith shine where people can see it. Catholic Radio is like a light. It lets the light of our faith shine all over Central Indiana 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Catholics, non-Catholics, agnostics, even atheists just might encounter a message that could be life-changing for them. There are quite a few people who have become Catholic partly because of Catholic Radio. There are a number of young men and women who are pursuing religious vocations partly because of Catholic Radio, and countless Catholics who have become more in love with their faith. That's why it's important that Catholic Radio stay on the air. I would ask that you pray for the success of Catholic Radio and to support it however you can. Thanks for listening.
Did you know now you can hear Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are? Right on your cell phone. Of course, you can do it with our free apps, but now there's another way. Even if you have an older cell phone that can't download apps or you want to listen without using any data, here's the new phone number, so write it down. 605-562-9822. It's totally free if you have unlimited minutes on your cell plan. That's 605-562-9822. Try it. It works.
Catholic Radio Indy urges you to support our underwriters. They help keep the station on the air 24/7.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as Paul Cifuentes, and we have Marlene Stammerman on the phone with us, and we're talking about NCYC. What is the theme this year? Paul, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, our theme this year is Blessed, Broken, Given, and this year we're really concentrating on the Emmaus story.
Okay.
And it's really kind of incredible. We have one of the monks down at St. Meinrad actually designed stained glass images of the journey of the road to Emmaus. So the disciples walking on the road, them encountering Jesus when he's kind of hidden, them with him as he breaks the bread and as he reveals himself, and as they like converse, were not our hearts burning within us when he broke up in the scriptures? So it's beautiful to able to unpack the story, because it very much, the road to Emmaus is the story that Pope Francis and the Synod on Youth and Young Adults kind of looked at in their final document. And it's a story about accompanying others. And as adults, that's our role, to accompany these young people. So we've got some great speakers coming in. We've got our MCs, Father Agostino and Katie Perjean McGrady, two amazing people. And then, so they'll be leading kind of that general session throughout and going into the theme. And then we've got speakers like Mark Hart, Sister Bethany Madonna, and Immaculée Ibagiza, who will be presenting her amazing story on Friday morning, which I know will be moving a lot of hearts. Other than that as well, I think we bring in some great speakers, but we also have youth that are leading some of the different things, some youth that are going to be giving some powerful witnesses from the main stage there, and then also some youth from around the country that are going to be doing a chant scola this year. So they're going to actually be chanting the Road to Emmaus story. So it's really exciting to break open the scriptures with youth in some cool ways. I think we'll have some screens, we'll have some fun, but also some ways that have, you know, thousands of years of tradition and history in our church.
That's really cool. Are there any speakers in particular, Marlene, that you're hoping to see or excited that you were able to secure, I guess, in terms of a speaker for the events?
I think overall there's a vetting process for it. You know, we have so many people who are interested in wanting to just minister to the young church. So there's just a process of once we develop theme and just a selection of who we're going to invite to do. So a lot of positive energy, a lot of good interest. As Paul was saying, there's different types of the breakout sessions. So there's mega sessions, which are kind of designed for 3 to 5,000, and then there's smaller workshops for anywhere from 2 to 500, 600 folks. So when I think of the mega sessions, there's a good one being offered by Mike Potam, How to Bless While Broken.
Oh, I love Mike.
He's partnering with Roy, and I always mispronounce Roy's last name, so.
We'll just keep him as Roy. That's okay. But Blessed and Broken, I mean, they have a thing on that or a workshop on that. Is that what you were saying?
How to bless while you're broken. Meaning okay. That even in our brokenness that we can still give. It kind of addresses stress, anxiety, and depression.
Mm. And we're finding that. Yeah, that's good.
Well, you're talking about a lot of breakout sessions and things to do. There's also just some plain old entertainment as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
I guess plain old would not be a good would not be good adjective.
So, are there going to be any concerts or anything like that?
Yeah, so
they're going to be showing the I Still Believe movie. That's the story of Jeremy Camp's life. There's a screening of that several times throughout NCYC. On Saturday afternoon, we have our comedy club, big dance, and I know those are some of the more traditional. Fun things as far as to do, but also with an aspect of community in there. And the other thing that we hadn't touched base on a little bit as far as just in nurturing that spiritual growth, that besides the general sessions, when you come over to the convention center, the village, the breakout sessions, but there's also a prayer chapel
mm-hmm.
that has different prayer experiences going on throughout the day, opportunity for reconciliation, and that's open most of the time that the convention center is open as far as for that opportunity. And we also have an Inspiration Nook being sponsored by NRVC as far as just for kids who might be discerning, mm-hmm. Just an opportunity to come in and just a dialogue about how do you invite God into your discernment and the decision-making process.
It's a really unbelievable experience. And if anyone has not been to a conference like this, any large venue, when you get that many Catholics in one big arena like that with those mega sessions, there is a lot of positive energy, and maybe kids have never and or adults have never experienced anything like that. It's not like anything else, is it, Paul?
No, it's definitely a very unique experience. And this year we're actually piloting a new type of track at NCYC. It's something called the Deep Dive Track. So So there's those five breakout sessions we've talked about. And this year we're inviting people to out of the five to choose to go to this deep dive. And it's connected to what's happening in the large sessions, but giving the youth an opportunity to go deeper into those same themes and really giving them some purposeful periods of prayer. Oh, those are nice little alliteration there. But to kind of go deeper. So we're really excited about that kind of new wrinkle or new part of the conference, this deep dive trek.
Now we're talking about an all day long event. Does it include meals as well? And how do you feed 22,000 people?
So we asked them to fast the entire time.
Oh, well, that's good. Very Catholic.
The loaves and the fishes,
they
Paul.
They start fainting about Saturday afternoon. No, of course not. So I think one of the great things about having it in Indianapolis is the ease and access to food locally in Indianapolis. But also the convention center does a great job of getting food to people. So people look have all sorts of options. And some of the best conversations you have during NCYC, and Marlene can, I think, share with this, is when you're out with the youth, you know, over lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hidden gem of NCYC. People talk about the big speakers. They talk about the thematic village, which are both amazing. But it's that opportunity where an adult who has been accompanying, has been walking alongside of a youth for, months, years, then at this opportunity at NCYC has an amazing conversation they wouldn't have had before in a different place. Luncheon is really encouraged. The food trucks are normally out at this time on Georgia Street there, and that's always a hot spot to get a bite to eat, or actually kind of a cold spot.
Depending.
Exactly.
So the other thing that I want our audience to know is that if you Catholic Radio Indy is going to be down there doing a live broadcast, depending on when you hear this. We are going to be down there Friday to do a live broadcast from 4 to 5, and we probably will be talking to Paul and Marlene again on site there with all the noise and excitement in the background. The other thing that's going on, my understanding is, and maybe Marlene and Paul, you can correct me on this, there is going to be a live stream so people can watch that are maybe in Indianapolis or even outside of Indianapolis, they can watch the big mega sessions. Is that the case, Marlene?
Most definitely. They can go on to ncyc.info/livestream. That's the link for it. And have two hosts as far as with that. And they're scheduled to all the general sessions. So the Thursday evening, the opening session, the Friday morning general session and the evening session, as well as Saturday morning, and then the closing session on Saturday night, which is also the closing mass. In between that, between like 10:45 and 4:30, it's going to be a combination of parent workshops, personality interviews, and sponsor highlights interviews. So just other people who are presenting and also supporting the NCYC programming.
So it's not only a great opportunity for all those people that are attending the event to grow in their faith, but anybody that gets online, they can really kind of participate and grow in their own faith. And the people that are at these events, the speakers, I mean, these are like the top Catholic speakers in the United States and maybe even beyond that are at these events. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You get the best of the best when you watch this or you attend an event, Paul?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think one of the cool things about live stream, it's not just someone set up a video on a tripod and is showing, you know, you're going to get some high quality production and the MCs, you know, Archbishop Thompson is going to be, if you're listening to this on Monday, he's going to be on the live stream on Friday morning. So see him around 7:30 in the morning. Don't wake up with Ray Cortopassi on Fox 59, wake up with Archbishop Thompson on the live stream. I think that'd be a great thing to do. So yeah, it's not only the great quality of speakers, but the programming on the live stream is just growing every year. I remember the first year it was just kind of just putting in the feed of the cameras in the general session, just put it online. Now it's much more than that. So it's exciting to be able to share that with everyone else who can't make it to Indy.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be interactive, but sometimes on those it can be interactive. I don't know what they've got set up for this year, but no matter what, you'll definitely be able to watch it. So Marlene, we've got about 3 minutes left. So for each of you, what are you looking forward to the most on this event? Marlene?
For me, what I enjoy, especially in my role as being manager of the thematic village, we start off with this blank concrete space. It seems so huge, and as we bring the village to life, just seeing folks come in, the young people come in, they're chaperones on Thursday at noon when we open up, and just seeing the energy, the camaraderie, the community, and the faithfulness of those gathered to celebrate. As far as to do, the very first NCYC I ever went to was in, I'm not going to date myself, but I took one kid from my parish, you know, and if you'd have asked me 30 years later if I'd be, how I'd be involved in NCYC, I would never imagine this. But not just the village, but we gather the best of the best from production with DW, Declan Weir Productions, and our diocesan leaders who are part of our programming team, the staff at the National Federation for Catholic Youth Ministry. Everybody, it's the A-team, you know, everybody is giving their best to provide the best faith experience for our young church, and it's just exciting to be a part of it.
Paul, for you, what are you looking forward
to? I echo everything that Marlene said, and I think for me it is gathering with the church. And not just the church, you know, when we say 20,000 people, that is some, you know, unnameable people, but my friends and the believers that worship, that I worship the same God and the same religion, the same faith, but I don't see them every
right.
week. But I gather with them on this, you know, seeing, I just look at the live stream, Armando Cervantes is one of the MCs. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him in a few months. So gathering together and praying with the church is, I think, what I really, really, really look forward to during these 3 days.
Well, it's going to be an awesome event here, right here, NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference, from November 21st to the 23rd, right here in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Our guests today have been Marlene Stammerman and Paul Cifuentes.
And we want to get that streaming address in one more time so that anybody that wants to participate in it but isn't signed up, isn't or can't go to the event, can participate in it.
Marlene, what's the address for the live stream for people to get more information?
ncyc.info/livestream, and there's also an NC 2019 app that's going live today.
Excellent. So that'll be there. Well, thanks so much, both of you, for being our guests, and we'll see you at NCYC.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.